Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors once again, everyone. Glad to have you guys with us for another week. And boy, I tell you, what a week it's been. Lots of cool stuff, Ava. I mean, literally, some cool evenings, some nice weather in general, lots of good stuff. Well, we've got a lot of good stuff coming up this show. We're going to talk a little bit about some Michigan, like venison donation program coming out of Michigan. We're going to talk a little bit about an accidental elk cleaning injury that you're going to want to hear about. And also, something to do with Campbell's soup, and it's not something good. So hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well. Gosh, it's been a lot going on in the woods this week.
Really?
Yes, I wonder why.
Tell me.
Cooler temperatures at night, I think, are making the big boys wonder what's going on. So,
really?
Yeah, and during the day, which is exciting. But they show up on the wrong end of the property and don't go the right way, of course. But
well, it's always a challenge. That's the way that works, right?
Yep, always.
Well, I think the weather is starting to transition into more of a fall temperature scenario.
Well, thank goodness, because
yep. And I think we're on the cool down, which is going to really turn the fish on. I'm a big fall fishing guy. Water temps start to drop, the fish really start taking off, even though it's a lot of it's daylight scenario as far as how much reduction in daylight, but I will say that the temperature is a major factor, and they're going to be starting to put on the feed bag heavy duty pretty quick here. So that's a good thing. And just was looking at the a couple of weather pieces this week that I wanted to bring up. And this week, Big Sky had a winter storm warning for 4 to 11 inches of snow, and they got all of that. And
already
probably more.
My
yes
goodness.
They did.
Okay.
So all across the Gallatin Range out west, so a lot of you guys have headed out west at some point doing some deer hunting, and if you are headed out there at some type of a late hunt, I haven't checked the seasonals, but what seasons are out there right now, but be careful when you're heading out there. But it's going to be good for tracking, and it'll be awesome. And of course, skiing isn't too far behind. Not that I, you know, ski much or anything, but that's kind of a cool deal. But yeah, lots of that happening. And I think a little precursor to some of the temperatures that are creeping our way. So kind of cool. Put the boat away this last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Had to get it ready to be put to bed and get it pulled out of the water. And it's such a sad deal. And it seems like, no joke, it seems like 3 weeks ago that we just
put
the stuff back, you know, the rods and reels in.
Yeah.
And now it's like, nope.
You got to go quite a bit though.
I did. I had a personal best this year, which was a 40 inch king, 25 pounds. And it was one of the largest of the area from what we were told by the DNR. And that was pretty cool.
So, awesome.
Yeah, that was a fun deal. But yeah, transitions, man. I'll tell you, it's still green, though. That's the one thing I will say.
I think we're going to start to see it rapidly change, though.
Yeah, my yard is full of walnut leaves. It has been for the last month.
Up north, they're at peak.
Yeah.
But down here, we're waiting.
Yeah. I love that color in the river. For those of you guys don't know, we broadcast from Red Wing at the Vexus Boat Studio. And we're fortunate to have the bluff area with the trees. And when the bluff area starts changing the colors with the sugar maples and the birch and the popple, there's a lot of different oaks as well, the deep reds. It's just gorgeous. So if you ever have a chance, make the loop, come down to Red Wing and
go around enjoy. Lake Pepin. We support that as well.
Yeah, lots of cool places to stop and eat and play along the way. And bring your boat because the fishing's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So, but I will say some of the stories that I pulled up this week, Ava, were running the gamut or the spectrum, shall we say.
Are we going to have an emotional roller coaster of a show?
Yeah, it's an emotional roller coaster.
All right, I'm gearing up.
Yep, get ready for
my,
it.
Got my Coca-Cola here.
Yep, perfect. Perfect. No Red Bull. Don't need it that much.
Not yet.
So this particular story comes out of Idaho. This year, a hunter shot his first archery bull elk deep in Idaho backcountry. And, well, so the story goes, Benjamin Wardell, Post Falls, Idaho, he'd been hunting 5 or 6 years without accomplishing what most want to be the pinnacle of big game hunting, tagging a bull elk. Second week of September, he took his dirt bike up a ridge in public land in northern Idaho, and the morning of September 7th, and hiked it, happened to come up to the top of the ridge and heard a bull elk bugle less than 100 yards away. Needless to say, took a shot at 10 yards, shot it behind the shoulder. He looked 3 hours for it, found it about 200 yards from where he shot it, and super excited. He rushed down there to field dress the bull, and it's a hot day. He didn't want the meat to spoil. He'd been a game processor in South Dakota, felt particularly comfortable skinning big game animals. He was down on his right knee, and his left knee was straight, kind of downhill. He was trying to open up the neck a bit, and, well, he was pushing the blade towards the skull and the underside of the neck when the knife slipped out and stabbed the knife into his leg. He said the pant leg started turning red, and it was not a good thing. He was pushing to do something quickly. He quickly got out quick clot and a tourniquet, pushed quick clot into the open wound, and he said it wasn't squirting like the movies. He said it was more like a glass of water being dumped
out.
He was unable to move without bleeding profusely. He called for help, but his Garmin wouldn't send out the SOS. His iPhone 15 did, and that's when the waiting began, and he passed out. When he woke up, he was bleeding again. Went through a psychological battle, and he said, "You can't die out here." I was yelling at myself not to pass out. So, tell you what, we're going to wrap up the rest of that story. We're going to leave you guys hanging. That's called a teaser.
Gross.
Come on back. We'll tell you about the rest of the story of the elk hunting, and when we return.